Zinc.
そして実はこのエブリネーションチャーチ伊豆に来たのは初めてなんですね。本当に素晴らしいです。初めて。
I might have to move back if the barbecues start again.
皆さんこの教会でバーベキューをやり始めたらまたこっちに来なくちゃいけないかな。
maybe all the time. I might have to move here.
いつも来るんじゃなくてここに引っ越さなきゃいけないかな。パウロさん、だって。
おお、よろしくお願いします。But as Pastor Dennis said, I'm working at the Every Nation Church in Yokohama.
Dennis 先生がおっしゃったように、私は Every Nation Church 横浜の方で、働いています。
But I actually first came to Japan in 2007 on a short-term mission trip. 2007年に、短い宣教旅行に日本に来ました、初めて。And I actually was probably sleeping on the chairs that you are now sitting on.Because the mission team would stay at the church and we'd sleep on these chairs, we would eat on these chairs, we'd do everything on these chairs. So these chairs have a special place in my heart. And so it's always great to visit the Every Nation churches and see these chairs.That are some of my first memories of Japan. And so it's so great because it's just like spiritual family that wherever we go in Japan, we have spiritual family. And so today's message is related to trials and the hard times.多分一番使った言葉は試練かな。試練、試練。日本語難しいですね。And today's message is called Kiss or Cling.
キスをするかそれともしがみつくか。
I don't know if this is the clicker might not be working, but that's okay. And so I know the message title doesn't make sense right now.
Oh, there we go. Great.
But hopefully by the end it will make sense. And I think the prophetic messages shared by Pastor Dennis and Annalyn were so timely and applied to this message very well. But before we get into the message, let's pray.God, we thank you for Every Nation Church Izu. We thank you for what you are doing in this city, in this region. And we just ask that your blessing would be upon this church and your word today. Just help us to seek after you and see you more deeply.In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So, like Pastor Dennis and Kaku-san were saying, my wife Yurika has knows this church very well. She's been here several times for youth camp. And so this is my family. This is my wife Yurika and our son Luke.Getting a picture of him smiling while we're all smiling is a trial all on its own. Someone is usually looking off or their eyes closed or they're just doing something random. And so thinking about trials, raising children is so fun and so great, but also a trial.But it's so worth it. But so I moved to Japan about, how long is it now? 14 years ago, I think. Right after the 3/11 earthquake, I moved to be a missionary in Yokohama. And so when I first came to Japan, I could not speak Japanese at all. I knew Enpitsu and Toire and Doko, all the very important words. Toire to Doko wa ichiban daiji kana. And Enpitsu, yoku gaku ga deru kara. Gakko de skau kara. So so, ya ya gakko de, Nihongo gakko de meccha deru. Enpitsu? So so so. Tte, kore wa pen desu janakute, this is Enpitsu. Wakannai desu. But when I first moved to Japan, I did not have a lot of money. And so when I say that, I would say, this was my lunch. I would have a block of tofu and not this big vegetable juice, but the smaller vegetable juice. And I had so little money that I even had to drink the tofu water. And so I would love Don Quixote because they would sell their tofu for 39 yen. But when I was really, really lucky, they had a coupon. It was 27 yen. Yes, I could almost eat two tofus. But one of the reasons I did this was so I could go out to eat dinner with students and the people I was reaching out to. And so I would go out to Sushiro, I would eat 15 plates and I would feel like a king. So probably the reason I'm standing here, the reason I'm alive, is maybe Sushiro and Costco. When my wallet was empty, these were the places I would turn to because it was cheap and delicious. Free samples. Costco のチキンはめっちゃおすすめです。And of course, there were so many people that would help me out either by giving me food or letting me take home leftovers or driving me to Costco. So it's always great to help a hungry student. Because you never know how much of a difference it will make. But today I want to talk about trials. And trials come in all different shapes, they come in all different sizes. And sometimes what we think is a trial might not be a trial for someone else. Someone might love tofu. I love meat. だからバーベキューよろしくお願いします。So me eating tofu every day was a trial, but it was worth it.
ですから毎日豆腐を食べていたというのは結構試練でした。でもそれをする価値がありました。
And God made us all different, where some things are easy for some of us and some things are hard for us.
神様はそれぞれを違うものに作りましたので、あることからはある人には大変、あることからはある人には簡単ということがいろいろあるんですね。
Maybe there's different trials like our finances or our jobs or our schools or our families. And sometimes we just feel like not even getting out of bed to face our trials.
てまた試練があると思う、布団から出たくない、もう試練には直面したくないと思う時もあるかもしれません。
And maybe some of you are in the midst of a trial right now.
もしかしたら皆さんの中で今この試練の中にいる方がいるかもしれない。
Maybe some of you have just come out of a trial.
もしかしたら皆さんの中で、やっと試練から抜け出すことができたという方もいるかもしれません。
Or maybe some of you haven't even experienced what you would consider a true trial.But when I was struggling with no money, I would turn to Costco, I would turn to sushi. But no matter where we are right now, we can think about this. Where do we turn to when trials come, when tragedy comes?Sometimes we try to escape the feeling of being in a trial and we just kind of ignore it and push it to the side. Do we turn to our bank accounts? Do we turn to our own thinking of a way out? Or do we turn to God as our ultimate source? And so the Bible is full of stories of people in trials and where they've turned to.Sometimes they make a godly decision, sometimes they make an ungodly decision. But today we're going to look in the book of Ruth. And so we're not going to read the whole book, but it's a very short book, it's only four chapters, so I really encourage you, later on when you have a chance, please read through the whole book.So we'll start in the beginning in Ruth 1, chapter 1, verse 1 to 5. But maybe in Mecha Amazing Japanese Kaku-san, you can read it just in Japanese. And English, and we can follow along.
その人の名はエリメレク、妻の名前はナオミ、二人の息子の名前はマグロンとキルヨンで、ユダのベツレヘム出身のエフラテ人であった。彼らはモアブの野へ行き、そこにとどまった。すると、ナオミの夫エリメレクは死に、彼女と二人の息子が後に残された。二人の息子はモアブ人の女を妻に迎えた。一人の名はオルパで、そのもう一人の名はルツであった。彼らは約10年間そこに住んだ。するとマフロンとキルヨンの二人もまた死に、ナオミは二人の息子と夫に先立たれて後に残された。
Thank you, thank you. Great job reading. 日本語うまいですね。
ありがとうございます。頑張ります。
And so here are some people that they decided to leave their home country because of a famine.
飢饉が起こったので自分の故郷を離れようと思って離れていった人たちがここに書いてあります。
This was the start of their trial, but it started very hopeful.
これが彼らの試練の始まりでしたけれども、でも希望を持って出ていくことができました。
So distance-wise, from Bethlehem and Judah to the country of Moab, it was about 80 to 100 kilometers.If you went straight from here to Yokohama, it's about the same distance. But today it took me about, I drove a little fast, so about an hour and 30 minutes to come here. Maybe I shouldn't have said that part. Is we recording this? Uh-oh. But back in those days, at the time this was written, it would take them about 3 days to a week to get there. And they would usually be walking. They wouldn't really be riding an animal. They wouldn't be. Would not, yeah. And so this is a huge adventure for them to really move from one city to another. But they arrive safely. Yes, we made it. And they start their life anew. There's so much possibility, so much possibility? Yeah, possibilities. But then, so they got there, but then some bad news. Then the husband dies and passes away. And so now this Naomi is left a widow, but she still has her two sons. And then her two sons, they get married, and it's great. And this is where Ruth and Orpah come into the story. And in my mind, they have a really great 10 years living all together. But then more bad news, the two sons pass away. And so the life of a widow in any day and age, I think, is really tough. But in the days of the book of Ruth, it was even more hard and difficult than we think. In those days, the women didn't work, they just took care of the household. And the men would provide every single thing for them. And so this family of Naomi and her two daughters-in-law, they had no income at all. Usually widows would have to beg for money, they would have to beg for food. And usually the relatives of the family would help them out. But they were living in a city where Naomi had no relatives, no family. They just moved there from a whole different country. And so usually widows were often abused or exploited. Hopefully they would be able to beg for food or money, but sometimes they would have to do the darker side. But thankfully there is some good news in Ruth in the next scriptures. So Naomi heard that God was providing food for the country again. Israel wasn't in famine anymore, but they had lots of food. So after 10 years of living in this country, she's preparing now to move back to her home country of Israel. And so a widow's best hope or ultimate hope would to get a new husband to be remarried.
その希望というのは、まあ、次の旦那さんが見つかって再婚することでしたね。
And in the culture of that time, it would often be a relative of the husband, maybe another brother or a cousin.
そしてその当時の文化において、やもめのですね、元夫、死んでしまった夫の兄弟とか、いとこが、と再婚するということがありました。
But to find like an entirely new family that would take a widow in was very, very rare.And for Ruth and Orpah, Naomi's daughters-in-law, their only hope would be if Naomi had a new son.
そして、ルツとオルパが持っていた、希望というのは、ナオミが、また、子供を産んで息子が生まれるということでした。
But even if that happened, it would take, I don't know, 16 to 18 years before they could even be married again.And so Naomi went, she faced her two daughters-in-law and started talking to them. You don't need to come with me back to Israel. You can stay here in your country. You can stay in the culture, the place that you are familiar with.Because if you come with me back to Israel, you don't have much hope of finding a new husband. So she blessed them. She gave them, she released them from any obligation of coming with her.She kissed them and said goodbye. But this is where we get into the real meat. Ooh, meat came out again. The real meat of today's message. お肉の部分ですね。じゃあ、so can you read the scripture again in Japanese?
ナオミは言った。ご覧なさい、あなたの夫嫁は自分の民とその神々のところに帰っていきました。あなたも弟嫁の後について帰りなさい。ルツは言った。お母様を捨て別れて帰るように仕向けないでください。お母様が行かれるところに私も行き、住まわれるところに私も住みます。あなたの民は私の民、あなたの神は私の神です。
And so Orpah made the decision, what would seem like the wise decision at the time. Going with Naomi to this new country where there's no hope of a new husband would be a very difficult thing. There wouldn't be much future with her, so by our own thinking, by human thinking, this was probably the best choice. But Ruth made a very different choice. She clung to this family that God had placed her in.So again, I encourage you to read the whole book of Ruth because it's so good. And really think about it because it wasn't easy for Ruth or Naomi what they went through.The summary of all of this.In the midst of Naomi's pain, in the midst of Ruth's pain, they're in the line where Jesus comes from.
Naomi とですね、Naomi の痛みの中で、またルースが通った痛みの中で、そこを見てみると、実はイエス様の家系があるんですね。
Ruth marries this guy named Boaz.
ルースという人がボアズという人と結婚して、その後。
And I think their great grandson becomes the greatest king that Israel ever had.
そして、ひ孫かなが、イスラエルの最も、偉大な
God uses Naomi's faith and Ruth's faith to bring Jesus into the world. God uses Ruth's faith and Naomi's faith to bring Jesus into this world. And so she could have very easily made the decision to walk away.It was a very legitimate decision. It would have been fine to decide that. But she made the decision to stay connected to the family that God had placed her in. And so these were the two choices that Ruth was given.She could kiss her mother-in-law and say goodbye. Or she could cling on and change the world by her actions. And this is the same for me, this is the same for you.Trials will come.
困難は試練はやってきます。
残念ながら絶対来る。But when they come, we have a choice.
でもその試練がやってきた時に私たちには選択があります。
We have the same choice that Ruth had.
ルツが持っていたのと同じ選択が私たちにも与えられます。
We can kiss and say goodbye. I'm out.
もうさよなら口づけをして私はもうこれはいらない出ていくって。
Or we can cling on and just desperately hold on to God. And I think sometimes we also don't make a decision. We don't make the choice. But that is also a choice, unfortunately. That's choosing to say goodbye just without choosing. But to put this in a different way, when we are weak, turn to God and His people. When we are weak, God can strengthen us, His spiritual family can pull us through.They can pray for us, they can bless us, they can give us new ideas, they can help us and encourage us. But also, when we are strong, we should turn to God and His people.Because we are all placed in God's family, in our areas, in our places for a reason. And this is one of the ways that we overcome trials. Maybe when I am weak,Maybe my small group guy Joseph, he's doing really strong. Maybe Joseph is weak right now. And I am strong. And I can help him. Maybe we're both weak.And we can cry together and seek God together. So, essentially, when you are nanchara nanchara, turn to God and His people. When we're strong, when we're weak, when we're anything, this is the ultimate, a source of everything. Because no matter what we're facing, God is the ultimate answer. It's not the strength, even the strength of the people around us. Joseph, he's an amazing guy. He can play drums. He makes anime. He's an animator. He's an animator. Yeah. If you look on Netflix, you can see his name come out on the credits.
Wow.
Yeah, he's amazing. So he's amazing. But if I look to him for the answer more than God, that won't help me. And I hope Joseph likes me. To 思ってるけど、more than him liking me, I need to help him like God. And so there's two testimonies that I want to share this morning. So I will read them now. So there was a time that I was so mentally down. It was so difficult to even fake it and pretend I was okay. The people around me noticed and saw that I wasn't my normal self. And sometimes it felt like some people kept their distance from me, but I felt like they were treating me like a tumor, which just made it even harder. And I didn't want anyone to know that I wasn't okay, and I really didn't want to see anyone. I didn't want anyone to know that I was not okay. I didn't want to meet anyone, I didn't want to see anyone or talk to anyone. But one day I came into church service. And someone noticed that something was a little different than usual. But they approached me in the same way that they always do. They made jokes with me and just talked with me. And it was just as if everything was normal, if nothing was wrong. And even though something was obviously wrong, it just made me feel better to act in that normal way. And I felt happy and strengthened that I was able to be accepted no matter what I was going through. Even if I couldn't say anything funny or fun, they still treated me the same way. After a little while, another person joined in the conversation, and the three of us talked about nothing serious. And it was comforting to know that you are accepted as usual no matter what state you're in. Those two people that talked with me probably thought it was just another random time we talked together. But for me, I felt God's acceptance and love. And so this is kind of what it's about as well. Family fights for each other. And a spiritual family, even more so. Sometimes family fights each other. But even if that happens, we're still family, we're still spiritual family, we still are with each other. I was actually one of the two people that talked to this lady. And I don't even remember. I don't remember even talking or like anything that we talked about.
Oh, you were one of them.
Yeah. But afterwards, a couple months later, she came to me and said, thank you. And I said, of course, I don't even remember. What did we talk about? But that's just what we do. We never know the impact that we have on the lives of those around us. Even if it seems like a random conversation, as long as we're open to what God wants to use us for, maybe that will change their life around. I'd like to read the second testimony. And so ever since my husband and I got married, we long to be parents someday. However, it didn't go to plan, and many years passed, and we had no children. There were some just hard times waiting on God for this miracle to happen. But we kept believing that God would be faithful. And one day, I finally got pregnant. We were overjoyed. We told my mother it was great. God had finally answered our prayers after those long years of waiting. A few weeks later, we went to the doctor. And we found out that this pregnancy is not viable and it will end in miscarriage. My heart shattered and I felt a deep pain that I've never felt before in my life. Along with this pain just became a great anger towards God. Why did he do this? He gave us what we wanted so much and then he just took it away. Why is he so mean? Why doesn't he love us? For the first time in my relationship with God, I felt that God just didn't care. I remember waking up in the morning and hearing my neighbor's baby cry, and I would just cry in my bed. It was just too painful to be reminded of the loss. I didn't want to read the Bible, I didn't want to pray, I didn't want to be encouraged, I didn't even want to meet people. I felt that anything people would tell me, it would just make it hurt more.
それによっても傷つくしかないんだろう、傷ついてしまうんだろうと思ってしまって、 しまうだろうと思ったんですね。
I just wanted to stay home and be in my bed.
そしてもうただ家にずっといて、ただもう布団の中にとどまっていたいと思いました。
But in those times, my husband, my family, my leaders, my spiritual family was there for me.
でもそのような時に私の夫も私のリーダーも家族も霊的家族も私のところにいてくれました。
One of my leaders made dinner and delivered it.
私のリーダーの一人が私のところに夕食を作ってくれて持ってきてくれました。
I didn't want to cook, so she gave us some food.
もう料理もしたくなかったので彼女が私たちに料理をくれました。
But when I ate it, I just started crying because I could feel her love for us.
そしてその食事を食べている時にもう涙が出てきましたというのはそのリーダーの愛を私が感じたからです。
She didn't say anything special or preach the Bible, she just gave us food.Another close friend met up with me and shared that she went through the same experience. She didn't tell me what I should do or how I should feel or say it's going to be okay. She just shared what she went through.
そういうことではなくて、ただ彼女は自分が通った体験を私に言ってくれたんですね。
She prayed for me and I just left feeling hope and healing.
そして彼女が私のために祈ってくれて、そこを去るときに癒された希望が湧いてきたという気持ちになってそこを出ていきました。
Another friend is single and in a very different season than I was.
別の友達は独身で、私とはまた違った季節を通っていました。
She told me, I don't know how you feel.And I have no idea what to say. But I'm here for you. And she just cried with me. But this helped me look towards God and just see His love and encouragement. As the days went by, slowly I started opening up my Bible again.I started going to service again. I finally realized that it wasn't only about the baby that I lost, but it was my deep anger towards God over all these years. I repented and I was humbled that God loves me so much.I surrendered my pain and my desires and my hope once again. Maybe I would have realized this on my own, but all these friends and my leaders and my spiritual family, they helped me find God.The year after the miscarriage, we found out that we were pregnant again. God started another miracle. Although it was a scary thought of losing the baby again, I had faith that even if it happens again, I can trust God.But as time went on, our son was birthed successfully. And our son is now, I didn't put the picture in. But this is the story of my wife and me. This is how Luke, our son, came into the world.While my wife was pregnant, we were so afraid that this was going to happen again. We were filled with hope, but we were also filled with fear. But now we have the cutest son in the world.まあ私はめっちゃ親バカです。すいません。 But God fulfilled this promise better than we could ever imagine.
でも私たちが想像することができる以上の素晴らしい形で神様が約束を果たしてくれました。
And it's all because of us clinging to God, and He will change the world through that. In trials, sometimes we don't feel like doing anything. We feel like we can't cling on, we don't even want to do or see anybody.But in the midst of a trial, this is the best place to be. Because this is where people will help you, but more than that, people will point you towards God. But this goes both ways too.When you're strong, you can come to this place and help your spiritual family. It might seem meaningless for us, but it could change someone's life. Our trials aren't just for us to suffer through, to gaman, to gambaru through.But God lets this happen to us so that in the future He can use us. A while after my wife went through her miscarriage, one of her friends went through a similar situation. And my wife was able to speak life into her and just help her find God as well.Ruth, she made the decision to cling on. And because of that, she's in the direct line of Jesus. And because of that, this entire world has been changed.And maybe this is the first time you're hearing about Jesus or you've heard it thousands of times. But Jesus went through an unbelievable trial for our sake. He went through this trial so that we could be directly connected to God.He went on the cross bearing our sins and our shame. And He died so that we could meet God. But more than just dying, He resurrected 3 days later.And even when we feel alone, we are never alone. Jesus is right beside us, right in front of us. And He's putting out His hand. Come. I am here for you. Your hurts, your pains, your fears, your worries, I will take all of them.Your trials, your hard times, I will help you through them. And all we have to do is believe. His hand is out. His hand is waiting for us to come. And as soon as we take one step forward, He runs in and hugs us.And so I'd love for all of us to stand as I pray. And if you're going through a hard time, you don't have to raise your hand, but just But just let all of us just open our hands in acceptance and desire. God, we thank you. We thank you for what you've done on the cross, for you rising again. We thank you that today is the day of Pentecost, that the Holy Spirit came down. And God, we just ask for more of your Spirit. God, we just ask that you would fill us again. God, that if there's anyone going through a trial, we just ask that your peace would be upon them. If they're struggling in their finances or their work, we, God, just for your heavens to open and blessing to fall down. God, we thank you for the miracles of healing. We thank you that nothing is impossible for you. You created the smallest part of our body to the biggest sun in the universe. You know us more intimately than we could ever know. Joseph, could you lay hands on Pastor Dennis? God, we speak to Pastor Dennis's body. That as he goes tomorrow, the test will show nothing. We speak to his body, cancer, be gone, get out. You have no place in this body. Health, health, health. That as we cling on to you, Lord, you provide. You are stronger than anything that this world has. And God, we just speak to his heart, to his mind, even to Kakusang. Fear and worry be gone. God, let your peace fill both of them. God, let them know that they are not alone, that the spiritual family of Every Nation Church, Izu is here, of Every Nation Church, Yokohama, of every church and Christian in the world is standing with them. But even more than that, God, that you are standing with them. Anybody else just struggling with health issues or anything that would want to be prayed for? So I will just pray. Lord, we thank you for your healing over all of us. We ask for our bodies to be strengthened, for our hearts to beat for you. We just ask for every part of our existence to be straightened again. And we thank you that you want to do this, but more than that, you do this for a purpose. We just ask, God, that you would put this purpose in our hearts. We are here to share your love. We are here to share your hope.
そしてあなたの希望をシェアするためにここにいます。
God, that as we cling to you, God, that other people would see how amazing and powerful you are.
そして私たちがあなたにしがみついてついていくときに、あなたがどれだけ素晴らしい力強い神であるかということを人々が見ますように。
We ask that you would use our trials to encourage your people, to encourage this world.
そして私たちの試練を通して私たちが家族、霊的家族をそしてこの世界を励ますことができますように。
For those in the trial, strengthen them, Lord.
そして、試練を通っている方々を力づけてください。
For those not in the trial, God, use us to help those in the trials.
そして今試練を通っていない方々を用いて、通っている方々を励ますことができるように用いてください。
And Lord, we just thank you so much.
本当にありがとうございますよ。
God, we thank you so much.
本当にありがとうございます。
For your purpose, for your future, for your hope.
あなたの目的、あなたの将来、あなたの希望。
And we thank you for the cross.
そしてあなたの十字架を本当にありがとうございます。
In Jesus' name we pray.
イエス様の名前によって。
Amen.
お祈りします。Amen.
You can go ahead and take your seats.
お座りください。
Thank you for coming this morning.
今日礼拝に来てくださってありがとうございます。
Thank you for listening.
メッセージ聞いてくれてありがとうございます。
But that's all we have for the message today.
はい、メッセージこれで閉じたいと思います。ありがとうございます。
Thank you, Alan.
素晴らしいメッセージ励まされましたね。しがみついていく。でまたあのビヨン先生がいらした時にも言ったんですけれども、本当に今年神様がこの教会で語っているこうテーマというか同じことをね、違う先生から違う形で、でも同じテーマで、それはまずグレン先生がね、イエス様がおっしゃったことをしなさい、覚えてますか、ね、そしてその後、スコット・ジョーン先生アメリカからですね、そのイエス様の生ける川水の中にとどまりなさい、そしてもし出ている人がいたら入ってきなさい、霊的家族として助けて、その人たちが神様のところに戻ってくるように助けましょう、そしてビヨン先生が来た時にイエス様にとどまる、で今日アランさんですね、しがみついていくイエス様に、だから本当に神様が語っているのはやはりいろんなこと人生あるけれども、でもどこに行きましょう、イエス様しかないからね、もうイエス様についていきましょう、しがみついていきましょう、そして従っていきましょう、とどまっていきましょう、そしてイエス様が言ってることをやっていきましょう、そして弱いからね、ちょっと出ちゃったら、じゃあ霊的家族として、ね、一緒に行こうよ、神様いるからね、私も一緒にいるからね、一緒にこの道を生きていきましょう、なんかワクワクしてきて、なんか鳥肌が立って、そう、そう神様はね、語ってるかなと思いますね。だから素晴らしいメッセージ本当に聞いていますね。だから霊的家族で一緒にやっていきましょう。アーメン。
アーメン。So there's no need for me to say anything. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for coming. Appreciate it.We have a basket here to bless Alan with, if you would like to bless him.
ぜひですね、霊的家族として今日の素晴らしいメッセージの感謝の心を表す意味でアランさんに献金をしたいと思います。
Just a quick announcement. We do have a meeting with the youth today.
そして今日ですね、午後からユースのミーティングがあります。
So if you're staying to hang out with everybody else,Please sit in the back of the room, not towards the front.
皆さん今日はですライフグループとかないので大人の方はですね、これで終わりですけれども、もしねちょっと残ってランチしたいわという方がいたら、2階の後ろの方に座って、交わりしてください。前の方はユースがゲームとか食事とかで使うので、でも残りてくださいという方はですね、ぜひ、残ってください。
Sorry, but the barbecue is just for the youth.
ごめんなさいね、今日は、フォークのサンドイッチバーベキューですけれども、ユースのためにありますので皆さんにどうぞって言えないんですけれども、
And the helpers, of course.
あとヘルパーの方ね、そうですね、それ以外の方ごめんなさい、
So sorry, you'll have to come again sometime. People who want to have my barbecue. Sorry, Luz.
ごめんなさい、ね、
Okay, Father, we just thank you for this day. Thank you for your love. Thank you that you love us with true affection, Lord. Thank you for the message this morning to remind us of that, Lord. Lord, we desire to cling to you and no one else.
人間ではありません。あなたにしがみついていきます。
And we pray, Lord, right now, I just pray your blessing upon your people, Lord.
そしてあなたの民を祝福してください。
Lord, let them go this week and just cling to you each and every day, Lord.
そして今週も毎日毎日あなたにしがみついて生きていくことができますように。
And let them find you in a deeper way.
そしてあなたをもっと深い方法で見つけ出し知ることができますように。
In Jesus' name.
イエス様のお名前によってお祈りします。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
神様の祝福がありますように。Yeah. はい。すみません、ユースのミーティングですけど、ちょっと。